Yes, muchas gracias. Thank you very much for you. And thank you very much to everyone who's listening to us. Yes, this is Victor from Lucha Fantastica, and we are very, very excited to be back in Sydney this Friday night, as you mentioned, at the Factory Theatre.
So for people who might not know very much about Lucha Libre, what makes it so unique?
Well, imagine very strong luchadores. Luchadores is wrestlers. But these guys are wearing Mexican wrestling masks, which is a really colorful mask, like the ones you have seen at Nacho Libre. They're wearing capes. And so they are pretty much like the Mexican superheroes. And they are very acrobatic. And we have a Day of the Dead battle prepared for everyone because, yeah, as you know, this weekend is the Mexican version of what some people will say it's Halloween. So, yeah, it's the Day of the Dead party. So, yeah, you can expect a huge, huge fiesta. But I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a couple of minutes as well.
So you did mention the masks, the really colourful masks that are worn as well. What is the history of the mask? Why do the wrestlers wear them?
It's quite an interesting story. There is a theory that says that back in the day, like around the 30s, when the people started wearing the wrestling mask, the wrestling, it was just starting, so it was not exactly like a professional sport. So we had people kind of like accountants, lawyers, that they were joining the wrestling. They just loved the wrestling, and then they were getting on top of the ring. But they didn't want family or friends to know that they were actually professional wrestlers. So that's what they started wearing, these really colorful and crazy masks.
That is very, very cool. I love that. So what inspired you to bring Lucha Libre down under?
Well, I'm originally from Mexico. I've been living here in Australia for about 13 years. And I also sell the wrestling masks on mexicanwrestlingmasks.com.au. And I used to sell them at the Queen Victoria Night Market in Melbourne. And once upon a time, a woman came and she asked me about the masks. And she asked if the masks were actually a Mexican fetish. I couldn't stop laughing, and then suddenly I realized that she was actually serious. She thought that it was a Mexican fetish.
Oh, no.
Well, some people might get turned on by that. We don't know. There is Mexican wrestling, and then there is bedroom wrestling, I guess.
So, no judgment.
Exactly. And back in those days, that was like around 5 years ago, I was also organizing Mexican and Latin parties. And then I thought, what about doing a party that combines Lucha Libre and show people about this crazy Mexican sport? And then here we are, 4 years later. We have been to China, we have been to Singapore, and we're going back to Sydney with this crazy party. We're actually teaming up with the Day of the Dead fiesta, and we have a big surprise for everyone because we have a traditional Day of the Dead altar, like the ones you see in Mexico, like the Mexican ofrendas in the cemeteries.
Yeah,
we have,
wow,
piñatas to start the party, so people can actually break the piñatas. We're going to have plenty of tequila, of course, for everyone. Of course, it's a Mexican party, so it couldn't be a Mexican party without tequila. Then we're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have live mariachi all the way from Tijuana. Sí, señor. You won't believe it, but we have the most charismatic mariachi here with us. And he's from Tijuana. It's kind of a bit of a cliche. He's got a big belly. He's got a big mustache. He's brown skin, and he's super charismatic. And we have the Norteño Down Under band, which is Mexican, kind of like folk music, you can say, but it really is going to make everyone shake their skeletons. And we have amazing DJs, DJ Don Juan and DJ Tropicante. Costume competition, of course. And, well, Lucha Libre, Mexican wrestling. Yeah, totally. It's going to be an awesome party.
It sounds amazing. So this Friday night, Factory Theatre, what time?
Doors open 7 o'clock. The show starts 8 o'clock, and then we go all the way to 1 a.m. or until the cops come and pick up because it's a Mexican party style. So, yeah, we're going to go crazy for sure.
I love it. We'll pop all the links up on the website for you. Victor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Muchas gracias, Tex. Thanks to you. And, well, I'll see you guys this Friday, por favor.
Look forward to it.
Hasta la vista.